Watertown city officials are looking for a new way to get vacant homes back on the tax rolls. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
Out on the corner of Coffeen and Waltham Street in Watertown, the windows on one red brick house are broken.
It's probably at least 100 years old.
Ken Mix works with Watertown's city planning office. He says many owners of vacant houses in Watertown, like this one, owe hundreds of dollars in property taxes. After 2 years of missed payments, the city can seize the house. But trying to sell that home later can drain the city's resources. That's when a land bank steps in.
If you have a significant number, though, it does make sense to transfer the ownership over to a not-for-profit such as a land bank and try to get them redeveloped.
The land bank's job is to get that house in the hands of new owners. They can also demolish a house and get the ball rolling on plans to build something new.
It's going to matter to me, do we have enough volume to sustain a land bank?
Watertown City Councilman Stephen Jennings says that's hard to know, since the city doesn't keep track of how many houses are empty and why. A land bank can only work with homes the city has repossessed for not paying taxes. So figuring out whether or not there are enough tax-delinquent homes in Watertown to justify setting up a land bank is tricky.
You know, we're certainly not a Syracuse or a Rochester or a Buffalo. You know, we're much smaller.
And that means for smaller cities across the North Country like Malone and Governor, faced with the same problem, a land bank might not be the solution. And Jennings says for Watertown, a land bank will only fix up a portion of the empty properties scattered around the city.
I think we need to tighten up our policy and have a way to know about these properties and at what stage they're at.
Jennings says he thinks figuring out how to deal with empty houses will be a problem Watertown will face far into the future as the value of older homes continue to drop. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.